If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
Okay. Right then, ladies and gents, we do appear to have our guest with us now. Okay. Technology, when it works, it's amazing, but so many times it fails us. Ah, unbelievable. Right, it's working. We're here. We've got a show. Right then, so Diana is actually in the studio now with me, so we can start the show. I don't know whether I should play the music again now. Nice piece of music that you heard there was Whitney Houston, of course. So Diana is our guest this evening. So do give her your name, as we call you, and have a lovely show. Okay, so we're going to open the lights. And I think the first call this evening is Holly.
Hi.
Oh, shit.
I know, it's so dumb. I know, we both kind of went like this, and then I caught the eye,
I was out running around. I just went out and bought me a hot dog. I didn't know who was calling me.
For both of us.
That was...
you know, but strictly work, nothing else.
Well, I don't know what your question is, but I feel that...
You're communicating today? Like, he has his moment. He'll communicate today, but I won't hear... Oops.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? I'm so sorry.
Am I listening to two different people, or...?
No, I'm done. This is Holly.
Holly! Okay, now I recognize you.
Yeah,
I recognize you now.
And then I kept hearing something, going, wait a minute, I think it's my turn.
Oh, your coworkers. Well,
yeah,
I did draw
now.
A card before I even know your question. Raphael says to take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and release old patterns. If that has to do with work, that fits, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know, I guess.
Do you know... Well, take several deep breaths over what's bothering you at work, then, and exhale slowly. That way you won't be just, like, saying something you don't really want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got another one. Raziel says that Raziel's helping you to awaken clearly so you can see the other side of things.
Okay.
See, my cards are angels. So it's a little bit different than a psychic reading. These are angels giving you advice. That means you got to think about, you got to think when the angels talk to you.
Yeah.
So you get a psychic talking to you. Psychics just tell you right out.
Yeah.
But, the angels make you think. Yeah, I remember you. So did you have a definite problem you needed to ask a question about, or... You just wanted advice.
I'm good. Yeah, no problem.
You're good. Was that good advice then?
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Raphael and Raphael. Okay. You got any relationships going?
Nope.
No? Okay, well then we don't need to do any relationship harmony cards.
Yeah, no, I'm single.
It's usually single people that got a relationship going. Some kind of future's coming.
Yeah.
I talked to a psychic the other day. I don't know if you ever listened to psychic radio readings. Jay Ellis, he's an old friend of mine. And
that's nice.
His guy told him that I was going to meet a man that drives a van. So I'm looking all over the place for a man in a van. I haven't found one yet. Now, if I was that psychic, that would be cool if I could actually tell you you were going to meet a man in the van.
Yeah.
But
it is.
So,
okay.
Do you need anything? Do you need one more? Oh,
sure,
is
just
that
one
any
more.
Questions about money?
Not really. I can't really think anything. We'll just have one more angel card, and then I'll let you go to the next.
Well, there's like somebody on the other side that wants you to talk to them, to let go of your worries and accept your loving blessings.
Okay.
And that's what Azrael says. So
okay,
if you've been thinking about anyone on the other side, go ahead and talk to them. You can talk to people from the other side.
Yeah, I know.
But they don't mean you're crazy.
Nope. It just means we're gifted and we can do it.
Follow your intuition and manifest your dreams.
Yeah.
The angels want you to do the work. Well, it was good talking to you again.
You too. You have a fun show. I'll talk to you next time.
Okay.
Alrighty, bye.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Holly. All right. Now then. Okay. So my microphone's a bit slow kicking in. I don't know why. Right. Alison.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I don't really have a very, very specific question, so I guess maybe just whatever cards come up for maybe around the holiday period would be good, you know, for the next couple of months.
You've got Samuel that says peace comes remembering only love is where, only remember only love is real. I can't even say it. Love is real. So I guess what's going on with other people is that just remember only love is real. You know, when you gather together with a lot of people around the holidays, so there might be some negativity going on, or maybe arguments or whatever might happen when a lot of people get in the room. And if Samuel just wants you to remember that your peace comes from remembering that only love is real. So that's your main card. Now, take back your power. Don't let anybody overpower you. That's what Raziel wants you to do, is use your God-given power and intention to manifest all your blessings. So take a deep breath and pull your power back in and manifest how you want things to be going. Did you have a direct...
I can't agree that only love is real. That's not true. Grief is real. Anger is real. Hurt is real. I mean, so I can't say I agree with that. That's just not how life is.
What about grief?
So they're saying, oh, that's not real. When somebody dies and you're in grief, that's not real. Only
ridiculous. But you love that person that died.
Well, but
you probably have
to love it. So I don't really understand. I mean, I'm not arguing with you. I'm arguing with whoever put up the cards.
But I'm just trying to understand myself. From what Samuel, that's what Archangel Samuel says. So. Whatever is happening, well, your grief is love. The reason that you grieve is
no, it's not. Oh, no, that's actually not true. You can grieve.
What?
You can grieve, and it's not because of love. It's because of other emotions. There might not have been love then.
Well, I guess this is just a positive thinking card. Then it's not thinking about all the other things that's coming up. But I did draw the take back your power to manifest blessings into your life. So that's just what the Archangel Raziel came up with. I pulled another one because you need a clarification. So if you need a clarification, we can just pull another card. And your clarification card was Raziel. Got the golden wings out in the rainbow from wing to wing. Says, take back your power. Use your God-giving power and intention to manifest blessings.
You said Archangel Raziel. You said Archangel Raziel, correct?
Raziel.
Yeah.
Okay. R-A-Z. Raziel.
Oh, Raziel. Oh, I got you. I see. Okay. Phone connection. Yeah, okay, got it.
So probably in any situation, you can actually just stop. Use your own intervention to take your power back. In this picture, take back your power. Raziel's got these golden wings spread apart in a rainbow coming from wing to wing. So in other words, they're saying you've got the power and intention to manifest blessings in your life.
Which deck
pretty strong order. They're just angel cards. You know, I've had them for so long that they're not in any kind of a package now, so I don't know if they would call it anything different.
Okay.
These are old cards, and they're just angel cards. Everyone is a different angel. Yeah, it would be nice to know what the original name of the deck was. I remember I had a different kind of cards.
There's so many, 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 many kinds of cards out there now. It's just incredible. If you go to, especially like a metaphysical bookstore, and you go over to the tarot card section, it's like shelves of cards now. Well, it's just amazing how much that segment of the metaphysical world has boomed in the last 10 years, 15 years even. So
I haven't even been to... Since I've had my deck, I used to have a different deck, and I remember I didn't think it was working so well anymore, and so I left it. I was on the beach in California. I was visiting.
Oh, geez.
And I left a whole stack of cards for someone else to find. And then I got this one and that. I've had this one for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the angels myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have a nice November, Thanksgiving and everything.
Oh, yes. You too.
Thanks, Alison.
Thanks,
When is the Thanksgiving? It's around about the 22nd, 23rd?
25th? You're going to have to ask somebody that knows.
22nd. Oh, you don't know. Oh, right.
I think it's the 25th. It's been a year since we had Thanksgiving. I'm not sure if it's the 25th or not. We should have asked Holly. I bet she knew.
I know it's normally around my birthday, because my birthday's on the 23rd, and it's normally around that time. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You're gonna have a birthday soon. Happy birthday.
Yeah, on the 23rd. I shall be 65 then. Yeah. Only got 1 year to go then before I retire.
You don't get a retirement check yet?
Well, yeah, it's because I'm unemployed, you know, it's to say 66 is retirement age now in the UK, yeah? So.
Oh, the UK is different.
You know, it's just that when the benefits change then and you go over to what they call, retirement benefit sort of thing.
Social Security.
Yeah.
I think they call it Social Security here.
Yeah. But we get what we call credits now. Yeah. So we get pension, what we call pension credits now. Yeah. So everything's changed. So they try to take everything away from us, you know. That's
I hope they don't take it away. It's $1,200 a month, and I live on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, as I say, hello to Laura. The cork is building up nicely.
Okay.
Hi,
Hi.
Laura.
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. I just drew a card before you have a question. I'll tell you the one card. Ariel says, don't hold back right now. The timing is perfect, and you're ready to soar. And this is an angel that has white wings and is getting ready to fly. Okay, do you have a question?
That sounds good.
Cool.
So my question is, I'm on a contract, and it's supposed to end in January. And I was wondering what you might be picking up about me getting a different contract or a different job before that contract ends, maybe moving on before the end of January, if that's possible.
A different contract for a different job.
Yeah.
Well, the card that came up was Gabriel's leadership card. And it says it's time for you to assume your leadership power and position so that you can lovingly guide others. So is the new contract going to be something that you'll be the leader, you'll be guiding other people?
Well, I'm supposed to actually be doing that on this contract, actually. And I was doing that, but a couple months ago, my boss brought somebody else on board that he used to work for before. And so he brought her in on board, and now she's undermining me, and he's allowing it. He's enabling her to do it. So it's made things very difficult for me, and I'm ready to move on at this point. So
well,
that's
why you got that card that says spread your wings and soar. So if you're leading leadership, then clear the energy around you. And Jeremiah has the card that I drew. The worst is now behind you. So you'll be surmounting any previous challenge.
Do you think that means I'm supposed to stay on because things are going to get better here, or I should be looking elsewhere?
Now, see, that could be either way. That was such a good question. Let's see. Well, if you got patience, and if your dreams are becoming more rapid than you realize, with nurturing and patience, they can bloom. That doesn't tell you whether you should leave or go either. But the card right behind that one, and I don't know if I'm supposed to read this one for you or not, was career transition. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. That would be a move.
Okay.
And if it's a blessed career change,
that would be
that would
better.
Be a good move.
Yeah, that would be. Okay, so I'm going to...
You've got some thinking to do.
I know. It's gotten really unpleasant.
Take back your power.
Take
back your power, spread your rings, get ready to soar.
I mean, and I've spoken to him about this. You know, I have been very vocal about it. And I even told him, I said, I don't know what happened to you, but you have completely changed. And, you know,
maybe that was a personal friend.
Well,
you don't know what their relationship is.
They are. They are good friends, you know, and
that's what it was.
And I told him, I said, you've put me in a very difficult position. And he has. So... it's not been easy. So, and she feels very emboldened.
Sorry.
Yeah, me too, because things were going very well for us. We had a really good working relationship until this happened. So,
gosh, but you did get the career transition. So, and it's a blessed career change. So whatever you switch to, whether it's in that position, whether it's in that job in a different position, or if it's a different position, it's going to be as a blessing to you, according to the angels.
Good idea.
So accept your blessings and remain positive, because you don't want to, act like, oh, you told me it was a blessing, but, oh, it's horrible, horrible, horrible. You don't want to go against. You want to go, you want the angels to work with you and for you. And they will, but they're not gonna help you if you keep going against them.
Well, I get coins, pennies especially. Whenever there's something that's troubling me, I will find coins. And they're just trying to let me know.
Yeah.
And they're always trying to, so they're, it's kind of like it lifts me up a little bit, because when they do that, I know they're trying to tell me, chin up, it's going to get better, we're supporting you. And just the other day, I had a run-in with this person, because she did something that she shouldn't have done. And I was walking down the hallway at work, and up against the wall were two pennies. You know, up against the edge of the wall.
All right. Well, they were talking to you right then.
Yeah, and I said, thank you, you know, because I know they're trying to let me know, don't worry, it'll get better. And I know they're doing that.
Yes.
I find them all the time, no matter where I'm at.
I had to stop in the middle of the road to pick up a penny the other day. And I'll pick it up, and then I'll lay it out. I lay it out on the cabinet and wait for it to do, you know, what was it? Was it an angel that dropped the penny or what? when you're stopping in traffic to pick up a penny, it's a little...
I know.
So that was a real important penny.
Yeah, and I'll get out of the car and there's pennies there. I mean, it always goes on. And it's usually when there's something weighing on me, you know, something troubling me, that I'll find that.
That happens to me, too. That's cool that other people, that it happens to you, that you find. I find you pennies or dimes.
Once in a while, I find a dime.
Angel dime. Then you call it angel dime. That's a pretty powerful.
I don't get dimes that often. Usually they're pennies.
Yeah, they are usually pennies. But if you find a dime, that's pretty powerful.
A couple quarters one time. One time I asked them specifically for a sign, and I wanted it. I wanted a quarter, but I wanted one quarter for yes and two quarters for no, and they gave me one quarter. Yeah, they did. They really did. So
now that's
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you can speak with angels. You can pretty clearly speak to them.
I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. See, like, I can't hear their voices talking back to me or anything, so...
No,
I
don't know very many people who can. Maybe Kim can. I can't hear the voices, but I get messages all the time.
Yeah, but see, when I get messages, I don't know I'm getting them, unless I get a physical manifestation, like the coins or something, or the lights are blinking, or I get a feather that will fall in front of me. And let me tell you, the places that I have found
feathers
are unbelievable. Like inside drawers, I mean, I find them everywhere. So I know those are manifestations, but other than that, I have no way of knowing, because I don't hear them. I would like to.
Well, wouldn't that be nice if they just told us everything directly? Then we wouldn't have to think for ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen, because then you wouldn't have to think for yourself. But, you know, you got psychics who can give you messages.
Well, that's why I call in. See?
Yeah. Well, what the angels make you think. They're only giving you some angelic advice. Ken's a psychic. He could probably just tell you right out.
I think I need to move on. I do.
Move on. You're in a job situation, that, according to these cards, that you need to take back your power and have a career transition. Your life purpose is, but you can get a blessed blessing career change, according to Samuel. So trigger yourself to a blessing career change. Don't think negative.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the reading. Thank you.
Okay. I hope it helps. We kind of just chatted, but I hope that
helps. Yeah, we did. But it definitely did help. Thank you so much. Have a
okay.
good day.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, Ken.
Now, okay. It's like connecting to spirit, there are one or two psychics that we have on the show with us that can actually hear spirit talking to them. And, you know, you'll hear some psychics.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's really nice because you'll hear them when they're doing the reading and they're talking direct to the spirit. And the caller doesn't always understand that. So we've had one or two readers.
That sounds too easy.
It is, isn't it? But
to just get your direct answer called to you sounds too easy.
It is. I've been thinking if you can get a direct answer like that, yeah, it would be nice. But you know, as I say, I don't myself. You know, direct answers. I kind of get messages in my head. Sort of thing, and I will very often get images, so they give you an image of something, or they'll give you an image of something to say, or they'll put the words like above your head, so you're seeing an image of the words, and they're usually quite big letters as well, you know, it's quite and it might be just one sentence that you've got to say to somebody. Last night, for instance.
Like, look for a van. When you find the van and the man who drives the van, that's the man.
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly. It's, they had a Native American there for one lady last night. And all I was seeing was a gentleman that had passed into spirit. Wearing the full regalia of a chief, so you knew he was a chief. So you know, so she had Native American in her family, so it made a lot of sense.
I have a Native American guy that rides a horse or wears a headdress, and every once in a while I see a flash of that.
There you go. Well, Diana,
I think that's pretty cool.
I think what we'll do, we'll take a little break because to put Diana's microphone off there for just a moment because what I'm looking at the moment, we've taken Laura, which is on line 3. We've got Queen there on line 4 and Keisha on line 5 at the minute. And we've got 1 hour and 26 minutes on the clock. So there's nobody actually calling in this evening because I think what's happened is that they don't know we're here, really. And I haven't had a chance to advertise this particular show very much because we don't normally do a show on a Friday anymore because it's difficult to get a guest. So what happens is that we put the show up right at the last minute sort of thing, and it kind of when Diana said I can do it, I thought okay, I jumped at the chance because you know it obviously means that we have a show for you, so let's see what we can find anyway. Right, okay.
I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back, I want you back. My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I have, you're all I have.
walking to the moon.
Well, you can probably hear the wife playing her game there in the background. So she's got a little tablet there. And she said, oh, I forgot to put my headphones on. I thought, well, okay, it doesn't really matter. It's not that loud, really. So you may have seen a change to the write-up on the show this evening. And basically, what it says in the write-up, it says, a brand new way of taking your readings on Psychic Choice Radio. You can now choose to have a general reading for $2 or ask a specific question for $2 per question. Now, $2 per question, is it too much to ask? What would you expect for $2? So, if you had an in-depth answer from Mickey, for instance, or one of our other readers on your question for just $2, how would you feel about that? If you wanted to ask then another question, it would cost you another $2 basically, because, you know, I'm thinking that that value there for a 10-minute in-depth reading around a specific question is not too much to ask. Yeah, so there's a choice there, because it is Psychic Choice Radio after all. It has been for the last 8 years, and we're changing things around a little bit. So this has been a suggestion made by one of the readers that read with us. I'm not saying who, but you might have heard the name mentioned just recently. So basically is what it says, a chant for a general reading. So you can have a general reading, which basically does not give you any specific answers. And if you want specific answers in greater depth, then you can either pay $2 donation for that answer upon the show, or you can go and ask for a full reading. It gives you that multiple choice, where you get like, okay, if you wanted an in-depth reading that would combine the general reading with all your questions, then you would go to somebody like Mickey, Quinn, for instance, or Diana, perhaps, where you would get an in-depth card reading from Diana, because that's Diana's modality. So Quinn has her modality, and everybody that joins us on Psychic Choice Radio has their own modality and their own way of reading. So, you know, it is genuine multiple choice there, yeah. And we do have an array of readers that join us regular on Psychic Choice Radio. So, you know, the choice is open to you. Anyway, we don't seem to have any more callers after that lovely piece of music. Bruno Mars and Talking to the Moon. I feel like I am talking to the moon here sometimes. But I don't seem to get any answers. Okay. Right. On we go then. On we go. We're going to say hello to Queen.
Hello. Hi, I remember you this time. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. I haven't spoken to you for a while.
Is it wrong? A little while.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't know if we have any cards. I don't know if we have any cards high enough for you.
I love it. You know.
You vibrate so high and so peaceful. It's like you're dancing about the room.
You know, that's. Thank you for that. And speaking of dancing, back in the day, I used to teach dancing. I used to be a performer, blah, 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 blah. And I got away from it. And then I was in a car accident, well, this time last year. And I started taking physical therapy, and they would kind of laugh at me. They say, she's dancing over there. And gradually, I've come back into it, and I'm, you know, I'm loving it. So that's, you know, you got me. You got me. So
okay.
I quit while I'm ahead? Always. Always and forever quit while you're ahead. Quit while you're ahead.
Well,
but what'd you say?
The card, all is well. Jeremiah is dancing. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. Golden wings dancing, throwing the torch around. So before you ask your question, that's Jeremiah's answer. Okay, you can ask a question, though.
Wow. And, you know, the torch, I'm getting ready to sit down and make some jewelry, and I'll be picking up my torch in a bit, too. So that's right on, right on. What I would like to know is, but even before I go there, Ken, what you said was right on. All you got to do is stick to it, to what you said about people paying. I prefer to come more, perhaps, you know, if you stuck to it. Anyway, what I want to know is, I hope he heard me. I hope I wasn't talking to the moon, but the moon does hear you. anyway, what I want to know is, I'm planning on having a explosion of me into the world of the internet come New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, and I'm going to go to Zoom and maybe Blog Talk and maybe Facebook and what's the other one? Instagram, and I would like insight as to the best way for me to accomplish the best creation under these circumstances.
Well, Uriel says that's a brilliant idea. Uriel's riding a golden unicorn, and you know, it's really galloping and holding a lightning bolt and has golden wings. So that pretty much sounds like go for it. That's a brilliant idea. Are you using moon cycles?
I may in the future. Sometimes I do. Pertaining to this or just in general?
Well, I just drew the moon cycle card with Haniel. Notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon the cycles. So if you notice one moon cycle is what really works for you, make sure you're doing your work during that cycle.
Okay. That makes sense. I do vibrate with the moon quite well, and that's a good insight for me to consider when I do my offerings. When I do my offerings to invite my tribe.
Did you ever know anything about the Wiccans? I was thinking about, gosh, 30 years ago. I was in with a group of people that meditated, and they had this little chant on a full. I see the moon sees me, blessed be the moon, blessed be me. I will a thing to be, I will a thing for me. And then as you're looking at the full moon, you say what it is, you will. You just made me think of that.
and so mote it be. And so mote it be.
Yeah, that's how you end it.
Yes, the answer to that is yes. Years ago, as soon as you said that, you took me back to, I met Laurie Cabot. Do you know who she is?
Oh, if I do, I can't remember now.
Laurie Cabot is the resident witch of Salem. She might be about 80 years old now, but she resurrected the Wiccan culture in Salem, which is where they had all the so-called witch burning, et cetera. I had a chance to meet her. One of my friends way back in the day was her prize student. So actually, that's how I was introduced to Wicca, through my friend.
Yeah, even tarot cards. I used to go to a rock shop, crystal, where they sold crystals and stuff, and they had a group of Wiccans in the back, and that's how I learned the moon thing and tarot cards and all that from that shop. That was a long, long time ago.
Yep, that's when the energies were coming resurging, because this was at least 30, maybe 35 years ago. And it's making me recall, because I live in a pine forest, so I live in the woods. And while we're talking about the Wiccans, they're people, well, not all of them, because can't speak all. No, it's not all of anything, but they're in harmony with nature, and I too am very much in harmony with nature.
Yes, they are in harmony with nature, that's for sure.
And the moon, the fact that Ken mentioned it, you mentioned it, I mentioned it, is probably the message, the greatest message for me to go away with. And I hope he holds, I hope he's listening. I hope he does what he was just talking about. And really, you know, if $2, you know, for a good message, you know, nothing.
Yeah. Well, so, I used to offer to read, you know, to anybody I read for the show, to do personal readings, which is $65, and people just quit paying. They'll call me and they'll want to talk for 25 minutes and then just hang up. You know, I guess what you have to do is take PayPal and everything first, however you're going to get paid before you start talking.
There you
I'm
go.
Not sure. But I don't charge people, and that's, I don't know, something just people just didn't do. But $2, that's real reasonable.
Yeah, it is. It's very reasonable. And most of the people that read here, you know, give long readings. Most of them, that, and I've been around here a long time, almost when Ken first started his show. And the other day, I heard Ken say, I'm almost in tears saying this, but I'm going to say it. I hope he's listening. That he had just paid for this month on his with his debit card, his new debit card, but that the time before that, or sometime not too long before that, I heard him say he didn't have heat in his house or something like that, and I'm almost crying. I mean, this man, wow, this man has given his life for he didn't have the money. He was putting his money in for the show. This man has given
the Block
his
Talk
life.
Radio charges for these. I didn't even realize Block Talk Radio charged for the shows.
Oh yeah,
that's how much I know.
He paid.
I really know a lot, don't I?
Well, you know now, so.
Wow,
you know.
I read for another person too, and he's never said anything about being charged for the show. Wow, Block Talk Radio is making some bucks.
A lot of bucks. But anyway,
yeah.
I wanted to bring that up. And I hope that he, you know, he sticks to charging people. And anyway, thank you for your information and for your
service. And I need another card, or did you get enough?
Okay. You got one for me?
Did you need another card, or did you get enough?
That's a duplicit question. I'll have another card, please. I did have enough.
Hey,
I did
you
have
hear answers? You're also pay attention to your thoughts and ideas. Pay attention to your thoughts and ideas, because they might be answers to your prayer.
No doubt. I will do that. I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. It's good to hear from you again.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Are you there, Ken? Is Switchboard Man there?
I am here. I'm here. yeah, I am indeed. Yeah, I mean, $39 they take for a 2 hours. This is back when I started now, because I've been here a while, it's still $39 for me for 2 hours. But anybody joining new, it's $39 for 1 hour.
Gosh, if I had my own show, I'd be paying that much money. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, no, because you think the thing is now that they've changed their policies recently, and they've changed what you actually pay for a show. So it's now $39 for 1 hour, and that's only a recent change. But it's like, when you consider now that they've got thousands upon thousands of podcasts per day on here. You know, they are probably multimillionaires by now, yeah?
Yeah.
You know,
has a lot of readers.
Of course, it makes you think. Because, I mean, there are professional people on here that actually broadcast all day.
Yeah.
So they're making a nice little packet for themselves, you know. So when something goes wrong, I'm straight on to them because I'm thinking, oh, come on, you know, you've got a professional team there. You should be on the ball, you know. So I'm not short of words when it comes to the technical stuff. I'm straight on to them. I want to know why it's not working properly. You know? I give them a hard time. I do. Yeah. Okay. Right. I think we're on our last caller for now. Keisha.
Hello.
Hiya, Keisha.
Hello. Hi.
Who is this? I didn't hear your name.
Okay, my name is Keisha, and I'm calling from
Arizona. Oh, okay, Keisha, yeah. So I've talked to you before.
Yeah. Can I get a general reading, whatever you pick up on? Or would you like it for...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'll just pull one card, and then you'll probably think of a question.
Okay.
That's usually what happens. Okay, you got courage. Ariel says be courageous. And stand up for your beliefs. So, okay, do you have a question? are you being courageous?
Am I? I guess I'm being defiant in ways.
No questions. It'll cost you another
$2. No questions.
Oh, I don't have a question. Okay, well, do you see me?
Well, give me your $2 then.
I just wanted you to go into my energy and see whatever you pick up on. So do you see me going back to North Carolina for Christmas?
Well, I'm not that
good. That would take a lot of courage. Yeah.
Is there a relationship in North Carolina?
No, it's family.
Well, you just got the relationship harmony card. So the angels are opening up hearts of everyone involved, and arguments or conflicts are being resolved now. So
oh,
if there's anything
really?
To do with traveling that has to do with what I just said, that's Raguel's advice for relationship harmony.
Oh, wow. Well,
is there anybody in your family arguing? You can't get a whole family together without somebody gossiping or arguing.
The whole family crazy. I don't even know. I can't pinpoint not one person. How about my mother? But she's not the main one. The mother and the aunt.
And I knew what they were
that?
Talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there. But the angels are probably working on resolving this, since it says we're opening up the hearts of everyone involved. They may just be stopped in their tracks. You know, with their mouths wide open and, oh, I didn't realize I was doing that.
Right.
Yeah, when the angels tap on your shoulder to let you know what you're doing. Oh,
right.
Really?
Right.
So figure
okay.
it out. See if they respond to the angels speaking with them.
Okay.
I just drew another one, and Metatron just says focused on your highest priorities. And you can ask Metatron to help you get organized or motivated. So if there was something that you had that was in high priority that you must do, focus on it. And ask the angels to help you get motivated.
Oh, so
sometimes you put things
to go
off.
Back to the house. Oh, sound like they're trying to get me to go back. Oh, high priority.
Well, just make sure that you say, look, you sent me here. Yeah, stay with me now and help me through these relationships.
Right.
Wouldn't that be neat if they all started apologizing to you for having arguments?
I would probably die right then, like unbelievable, like in shock. Like, what? Hold up, let me get my asthma machine out and start. Like, no, this is not happening. What? Yeah, you probably just sit there in shock. Like, I wouldn't even know what to do. Anybody come up to me, start apologizing. Okay, all right. So I guess that's it. Thank you so much for the reading.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Oh, no problem. Bye-bye. God bless.
Oh, gosh. You've just reminded me of something there, Diana. I remember doing that at work when I was working. And I remember arguing with somebody and having quite a lengthy argument with them. And they didn't say a word. They kept quiet throughout the whole thing. And at the end, they said, "Have you finished?" And I said, turn around and said, "But the thing is," turn around and said, "I'm sorry if I've upset you," she said, right? And I think, okay. And then you feel so embarrassed, don't you? Because you're thinking, well, I've been going off at you and you're the one actually, saying sorry. So, I honestly get to say it's really embarrassing when that happens. You're thinking, whoops, what have I done? Put my foot in it again. Oh, dear. All right. Okay, we do have a new caller. Donna.
Thank you, Ken. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you? I remember Donna. I remember your voice. This says
long
have
time.
Zagia wants you to have compassion. Awaken your heart will reflect to the situation and all the people involved, including yourself. Have some compassion. And Zakia wants you to notice the guidance you hear in your mind, or from other people.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
Well, I wanted to know about my love life because I'm so ready. I've lost the weight that I needed to lose, and I'm exercising every day, and I'm full of energy. And I've been taking real good care of myself.
Well, we don't really
so
have a card that says love life, but I just pulled a life review.
Oh,
you
okay.
Take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that's unbalanced. It sounds like that you just did that.
Yeah, I did.
Go outdoors, get fresh air, connect with nature, get new ideas.
Yeah. I do that. I walk the beach.
Okay, that's what Jophiel is saying. Well, then maybe that's where you're going to find somebody while you're outdoors, walking around in nature.
Yeah, and I've walked the beach, and then I've been walking downtown. We have a main street.
Oh, well, either one of
there.
Those places.
Yeah,
yeah,
but 6 in the morning, there's nobody out. There's nobody out.
Nobody's out at 6
in
the
morning. No.
Well, what are you doing out so early?
Well, I get up at 5, so I have nothing to do. So I figured, I'll get my walk out of the way when, it's not too much sun because, the sun's not good for your skin.
Mm.
So they say.
I know. It's too late for that with me. I spent a lot of years in the sun in New Mexico.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You're going to meet somebody if you're going in coffee shops and walking around. People aren't very friendly. You know that, don't you? I've often
that they're not.
Even figured out ways. Like I told you, this other person said they saw me meeting a man with a van. And so I've kind of figured out, if I see a man in a van, am I supposed to say, "Are you the man?" What do you say to the person?
Uh-huh.
So, you have to figure out ways to get somebody to pay attention to you, because
exactly
people don't really, they're not really outspoken. Now, you're probably going to come across here and there somebody who's outspoken. And, you know, I don't know, at the risk of offending somebody, it's usually the gay people who are nice and outspoken.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. They are full of personality.
And friendly and everything.
Most of them. Yeah, yeah.
But if you're, looking
high
for
energy, not a gay guy.
For me.
Maybe it's a friend, but
you need a friend, a man with a van. So yeah, I'm out there looking around with the man with the van. Are you the man?
Yeah.
I even asked the man in the elevator last week, do you have a van?
Oh, funny. I'd be careful with that one. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's like I didn't ask him in a way that I needed to have anything to do with this van. It was in a
no,
way.
No, but I mean, that could sound provocative.
How did you get here? Oh yeah, now I'm reading your mind. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that. A van with
a little provocative. If you have a van you can sleep in. You know what I mean? I'm ready. Let's go to your
van. You can live in a van.
Yes.
I lived in a van once.
Oh,
in a van once. I drove all the way from Indiana to California.
Oh, that's fun to do in a van. Oh, that's great to have a van to do that. I drove from California to Florida in a Volkswagen.
Ooh. How did
Volkswagen
you
was kind of crampy.
Sure was. Well, you'd get in the back seat then if you had to lay down, wouldn't you?
Well, it'd be kind of hard still. I'm tall. I'm 5'8". I know.
Oh, you are tall. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're tall for a girl.
Yeah. Pretty tall.
Okay, so do you need another card, or do those cards say enough to you?
What'd you say?
Do we need another angel, or did those cards say enough to you? Victory.
Yeah,
okay, I went ahead
can you pick? Okay.
Xenophon said your prayers have been heard and answered, have faith.
Yeah.
Victory. Xenophon, this is the one where he's tooting his horn. Victory sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, I think it's going to happen,
too. Go outside, get fresh air.
Yeah.
Be gentle with yourself.
Exactly.
And you do go outside. Victory
sounds.
So you got to pretend like you're tooting a horn. Take Xenophon with you, because Xenophon will get you some attention. That's what this card is. This is an angel tooting a horn.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll try to get out more. Well,
it's kind of hard for me. Getting winter time now, and it's cold, and if I do go out, I've got a heavy jacket and scarf and hat on. I don't look very sexy.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't get too cold in California.
No, I miss California. That was fun.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Donna. Oh, okay then. We've run out of calls again. Diana, I don't know whether you'd like to join me on a regular basis if you can, because what we have at the moment, we have Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays where we don't have a regular guest. So it's really take your pick. You know, if you could join me regular on either one of those days, it'd be nice, yeah?
Okay. I don't know the answer right now.
Wednesday's
real busy where I live, because that's the day that the housekeeper's running around the hotel. We could get interrupted.
No.
That's the only thing.
So, you're still in a hotel at the moment?
Yes, it is a hotel. You know, my daughter was in a car accident. She's passed.
Yes, yes, I know, yeah.
So wow. I'm still, yeah, I didn't move. Not until I find that man with the van.
Wow. So, how do
you... Well, I mean, if I move from here...
How do you manage
here, it would just be another situation.
How do you manage that? Because it can't be cheap. It can't be cheap to stay in a hotel.
Well,
you know?
It would cost more to live in an apartment because of utilities and all. Everything's
so
included.
It's still cheaper
it
than an apartment.
Near a thousand,
yeah.
It's $1,000 a month, but the utilities, everything's included. The hotel has a kitchen and a bathroom and a living room. Yeah, it's like a little house.
You've got to weigh up the pros and cons of it, ain't you, really, I suppose. I said, because I say in the UK now, we wouldn't be able to afford to do that because the cost of a hotel would be equal to the cost of accommodation, you know, so it'd be kind of difficult.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It's equal to an apartment, only the electricity is included.
Mm-hmm.
And this place has a kitchen and a bathroom and a shower and everything. It's like,
I think the longest I've ever stayed in a room in a hotel is around about 2-3 months maybe, and that was only because I had a win on the horses. I was working at the time, and what had happened is that I bet on what they call an accumulator bet, and the room that we were staying in was just £3 a night at the time, which is quite cheap by today's standards, but very cheap. So we managed to stay there. I'd won about £300 altogether because I called in the bet on the fifth horse. I didn't let it run to the sixth horse because I just got an inkling that it wasn't gonna come in. So I called the bet. The bookie turned around and said to me, "Well, okay, if you call it in now, we can pay you a percentage." It would have been £3,000 if the sixth horse had come in, but I called it in on the fifth horse, so it's okay. Kept me there, and of course I was working, so I I'd actually got my next paycheck on top of that coming in, so we managed to stay there for a while. It was nice because it means that we used to get breakfast made for us every morning. We could stay in bed for as long as we like,
They don't have a cafeteria in this hotel. No, I got to go out and get my food.
But
there's plenty of places to go to eat.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, really, I suppose, yeah. It's a good thing.
Nobody else, we can shut the show down early. I think I've gone over the limit on my phone anyway.
You're not paying for this, are you?
Oh, my phone is something like $49 a month, and I've been on the phone more than that $49 worth.
It has a certain amount
of minutes.
You're right. Okay. I think because Blog Talk Radio has actually been on about this recently, and what happens is that some service providers are actually taking advantage. It's supposed to be a free call, Diana. You know, when we call out from here, it's not supposed to cost you anything. But you know, because obviously on a cell phone, it's like your service provider is deciding to charge you for the free call.
Yep.
That's wrong. It's so wrong, isn't it?
That's Metro.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, I think what we'll do then, we'll like you say there, Diana, I'll let you get away, and because we've got 45. We'll give you 90 minutes of angel card readings there this evening, and ladies and gents, we're going to get off because it's like, okay, so we're going a little bit earlier than planned, perhaps, with 45 minutes of airtime left on the clock, but it's nice to get away early sometimes, I think. And as Diana said there, she's got to check her phone because it is charging, and we don't like that. I don't like the idea that it's doing that, because we spoke to Blog Talk about this, and they said they had no power over it because it's the actual service providers. So it's the, you know, your cell phone provider. It's a bit naughty of them, really, when it's supposed to be a free call, for them to actually charge you for a free call. But they're charging you for the actual connection. So you're not paying for the call, but you're charged what they call a connection fee. So that's a new thing that they've come up with. So a connection fee. So you're actually paying a connection fee, which is slightly less than a normal call fee, but you're still paying, you know, which is a bit naughty, really. But I think O2 was the first one in this country to do it. And it's a bit annoying because it means that, you know, it's just a, I like things to be free for people wherever possible. And, of course, we pay to call out to our guests like Diana. And when we do that, we expect it to stay free. But obviously, if the service provider decides to charge you, there is not a lot we can do about it. Okay, we're going to leave you with a nice little piece of music then.